I want to talk a little bit tonight about patience, what it is, and the importance of it, and caring of it. All right, and I thought I'd start by just giving some examples of what it is from my own recent experiences. And actually happened this past weekend, where it changed a couple of flights and worked it in such a way that we were trying to get back, go about 4 hours earlier from a different airport. And of course, either the flights were completely booked or they were overbooked. And the neat thing was that every flight on the hour was basically that predicament, so never knew if we'd be able to get back. And we could not confirm any flight because the flight that had been confirmed for us was out of a totally different airport in a very different state. So there was no safety net. We could spend the whole night there, you know, and then stayed at a hotel, and then the next day tried the whole thing. And the patience really consisted in, instead of my going with a scenario, oh my gosh, there's no safety net. If we don't get on this plane, we'll have to wait an hour. We're not going to get on that plane. And then we'll have to wait the next hour, and then the next hour, and then the next hour. And our confirmed flight isn't here anyway, so that's, you know, we'll be here till like midnight trying to get on a plane, and then we won't get on a plane, and then we'll have to stay at a hotel, and we'll have to come here the next morning, try the whole thing again, and, you know, I'm tired, I just want to go home. And that would have been fun in a way. You know, I could have gotten into worry, I could have gotten into concern, I could have gotten into agitation, I could have bothered everybody with me. It kind of would have been nice. But I decided to exercise patience. And the patience was real simple. Patience was deciding to be present in each moment with the truth. And the truth is simply that we are spirit, that we're God, and to stay with that. And from that point of view, it really was irrelevant whether we got on or not. Okay, and yeah, my spies kind of told me that, you know, it wouldn't be a problem somehow. The completely booked flight wouldn't be completely booked, but I really decided to use that to just lift and stay present with God and practice patience. And, you know, I remember when I think I was just coming out of college. And a cousin of mine, he was in his 50s, like, and he took me to his health club, and they had these, like, stationary bicycles, and he said, okay, I'll race you. And I said, okay, I'll race you. And I thought, well, he's a guy, you know, like 2.5 times my age, I'll kill him, you know? And he told me exactly what would happen. He said, boy, you're really going to try to whip me, and what's going to happen is the first half, you're going to be beating me by miles. And by the second half, you'll be, like, dragging your tongue on the floor, and I will just zip right past you, and I'll beat you. We were doing like number of miles in a set time, right? And of course it happened. And that's what always stayed with me. That slow and steady wins the race. Slow and steady within ourselves wins the race. And patience, what is patience about? We can back into it. I backed into it many times by going, well, what's the big hurry? We're all going to the same place. The body's going to the same place. It's gone to the cemetery after it's served its use. The soul is going home to God. This lifetime, next lifetime, 40 lifetimes, whatever. We're all going to the same place. What's the hurry? And this little voice inside will go, yeah, but I'm a New Yorker. So that's synonymous with New Yorker. Matter of fact, that actually was a legal defense. In a recent case, I'm a New Yorker. And actually, the judge threw out the charges because you act like a crazed person in New York, so you can do your jaywalking and all that kind of stuff. And this person had gotten arrested and ticketed and fined heavily for jaywalking. And the person's only defense was, I'm a New Yorker. And the judge threw out, I think it was a $500 fine, and threw out points on the license, throughout everything, because this person was a New Yorker. And I thought, well, that's neat, you know? That's a nice rationalization. And what are we teaching here anyway, in terms of basic selves? We learning discipline and whatever. But more important, what's the discipline about? What's the discipline about? The discipline is being a disciple. And what are you a disciple of? But the spirit you are. That takes patience to grow it. You know, the baby grows 9 months. You know, sometimes as painful as it is, or as much of a hormone factory as women are at that time, you know, and they want to hold the baby in their arms, they tend generally to be overridingly patient with the whole process. And guess what God does in terms of us as souls? He's as patient as we need him to be. And his patience is called our re-embodiments. Take as much time as you need to see the face of God by loving God. Take as much time as you need. What's the hurry? What's the hurry? See? And many of us turn patience into a negative thing, like long suffering or unfortunate. You know, I've got to be patient because this is arduous. And there's always like the myth of Sisyphus going on here. Well, you know, I'm going to roll the rock, and just as I get to the top of the hill, it's going to fall back. Or one of my favorites is always, well, Dr. Lane, when is this going to end? When is it going to be over? You know, which is a really crazy and arrogant question. And it's crazy because, guess what? If it were spiritually correct for it to be over, it would be over. Okay? And it's also arrogant because it turns you against the spirit you are. It makes God wrong. It makes the spirit inside of you wrong. It's over when it's spiritually correct for it to be over. It's not going to be over before. It's not going to be over before. Okay? And when grace moves upon something or the karma you're holding, it's spiritually correct at the time that it does that. Okay, so all the worry and all the upset about when is nonsensical and crazy, but it's also crazy for another reason. One of the things that a soul is doing is that it's learning to identify with the spirit that it is, with the soul. It's learning its true identity, okay? It knows itself as more than just bound in time and space. That's the whole thing with the cross and the resurrection, time and space. That's what the ego is crucified on, and you use it to rise into the spirit you are. Use it to lift and grow. And there is a process to do that. Okay? And it's through the gift of the sound current that the soul is able to do that. Alright? So as soon as someone walks around going, well, when's it over? When's it going to stop? You've dropped down into time. And as soon as you've dropped down into time, you've dropped into karmic fields and you've dropped into illusion. And with that comes the usual goodies. Pain, hurt, separation, difficulty, attachment. Just attachment. So another importance of patience. If you can't honestly attach it to your heart lovingly to be with God, because that's the only attachment of any consequence, the attachment to God in your heart, and even that's not an attachment, even that attachment will get taken away. But start with that. If you can't approach patience that way, okay, I'll just stay centered, like at the airport. I just chose to stay with God inside myself. I chose not to enter the worry pattern of, oh my God, we could be stuck here all night, then we could have to go to a hotel, then we'll have to come back the next day, and there's still no guarantee. So it's choosing God each moment. But if we can't come to it that way, then at least let's back into it. Let's back into it by, my God, if we get into when is this going to be over, and or being impatient, then we enter time and we enter the pain of karma. Like this is something you want to flick off you and get rid of. Okay? And guess what? That's another attachment, and it makes it harder to get rid of. You know, but the first law of spirit is acceptance. So if you can accept it, you don't have to like it. A lot of things I don't like. Matter of fact, most things I don't like. But I accept them. Okay, and guess what? If I accept them, I'm neutral with them, and it becomes easier for it to be moved off me. So patience consists many times in being neutral, in not being hurt. And who's the one who's hurting you but you? By trying to get rid of it, by trying to fight your way out of a paper bag, by trying to get the mud off of both hands with either hand, you can't do it. You know? And then you walk around feeling like you shouldn't have the mud on both your hands. But why not? Why not? And in the process of a soul coming to know itself as spirit and loving God, that's a nurturing process. It is a nurturing process. Okay? And that really needs to be the only time that you focus on time. In other words, take the time you need. Okay, now that's a play on words. Because, yeah, it does take time, but God gave you this time. He gave you this embodiment. Take it. Take it for its proper use. And with that process is patience. You need to have a lot of patience. Okay, and I decided I'd look that up, where the word comes from. I love the etymology of words, and it confirmed my worst fears about the word. That the word is derived from exactly the way people respond to it. That it comes from a root meaning suffering or unfortunate. And we tend to look at things that, quote, take a long time as that's really unfortunate. Or it's been long suffering. It's so bad and it's so painful. Okay? It should be over. Okay? Well, but if it really should be over, it would have been over. Okay? Or what happens quite often, it is over. Okay? But we keep attaching to it. Okay? Let me give you an example. Okay? All right. Edward thinks runs faster than I am, than I can, okay? All right. And Edward beat me in a race, and I let him win because I didn't want Edward to feel bad, all right? Okay. And I felt, I mean, it was a big crowd. The stadium was packed. There were, what, 60 or 80,000 people, Edward?
Something like that,
okay? So let's just say there were 60,000 people. All right. And 20 years later, I'm still holding on to the sense of shame that I didn't perform up to this ideal and beat Edward in a race. Okay? Now, that experience with Edward's beating me is long gone. It's been over for 20 years. Okay? But I'm the one attaching to it. Okay? And that's what a lot of us do. We tend to attach and bring it back and bring it back and bring it back and bring it back. And then we also get impatient with the event. Well, when am I going to finish thinking about this? Or whenever you declare it. Whenever you declare it. And whenever you practice eternal vigilance. So whenever I find myself going back to when Edward beat me, I go, wait a second, whoa. we're going down this road. We're not going there. We're not reliving that. We're going down this road. And I start to train my consciousness, and it moves off of it. Okay? But a lot of times, we tend to hold on to a lot of the memories. Okay? But the memories have to do, that track, okay, is below what's called the soul realm, or where we have eternal life, where we enter into what's called the spirit we are, in a pure way. That starts the levels in the inner worlds where spirit is there in preponderance. Okay? And there's no memory that. So memory there. So we have to do two things. We have to forgive and we have to forget. See? So if I'm holding animosity towards Edward because he beat me and he showed me up in front of 60,000 people, okay, I have to also forgive that. And if I, because I thought I was being humble, let Edward win, I have to forgive myself for that horrible miscalculation. The fact that I even bothered to let Edward win when he could have beaten me fine without it. You know, whatever it is, I have to forgive myself. And I have to forget. So I have to allow it to be moved out of time, out of an existence that I'm giving to it. It's not real anymore. The only thing real is holding steady. So patience allows us, when we practice patience, it allows us to be centered. It allows us to be neutral. It allows us, as it were, to take off our shoes, take off our, you know, pocketbooks, and get away from our worldly identity and from our thoughts and from our feelings and just be centered in the spirit we are. And patience is a gift. And the nice thing about this gift is it gets better with use. And we need to keep practicing it, practicing it, okay? And some of us, we think we're being patient if we kind of overindulge ourselves. In other words, if we keep allowing things, I'm going to be patient with myself in moving beyond this, okay? And we say, okay, I'll be nice and kind to myself, and I don't want to judge myself. So I'm going to let myself have 4,322 years to get past this. When some part of the consciousness knows that if I'm really, really holding steady, I can move beyond it in a flash, or I might be through it in a week. Or if I practice giraffe consciousness, it might take a month. Maybe 2 months. So some of us also tend to misuse patience and allow ourselves to indulge in it. And whatever the attachment is. So you need to watch that. Okay? But of course, if you're staying in the center, in the spirit of who you are, guess what? Time doesn't exist, and it moves off when it moves off. So you don't even have to, in the guise of being kind to yourself, indulge yourself. You just stay present. And I know as I'm saying this that some people are going to say, yeah, but it hasn't moved off me. That means I must be doing something wrong. I didn't say that. All I said was, practice patience. Lovingly nurture yourself, use it for what it is, which is an opportunity to be with God, an opportunity to be centered. Okay? And it's really interesting, too, because a lot of people come to me and they say, oh, you know, I should have done this, or I should have known that, or, and they're full of judgments about themselves. And there's 100% correlation with judgments and not knowing what the heck is really A, going on, but B, is the way it's really supposed to be. Okay, and it always comes out of that. So judgments, okay, are a good clue of not practicing patience. If you have patience, then guess what? Yeah, you work it this way, you learn about it, you apply it, you learn some more about it, you apply it, you learn how to apply it even more, you learn how to apply it better, you learn some more, you trot around it, you expand it, you grow, you go beyond it, you apply it some more, and you keep working it. Okay, and it's a process. Okay, it's a real process. Because mastery of the things of the spirit take time. The gift from God, this embodiment, that's the time. It takes time. You were given time. God gave you time. He gave you this physical life. That's time. That's your lifetime. God gave you that. Take the time. Take God's gift. Practice. Practice God. Practice the spirit you are. Practice rising and knowing how to be in the spirit while you're in the body. Practice allowing yourself to be moved beyond your thoughts, beyond your emotions. You know? Did a lot of work this past weekend. And the thing across the board, regardless of the form of the work, regardless of the person doing the work, regardless of the personality, the one thing that was really clear to me is that whenever that person lined up or allowed him or herself to be lined up and worked it, that person was a powerhouse. And you could actually feel that person's power move out into the room. I mean, like a shot, like a bullet. You could just know it. And we're powerful. We're extremely powerful. And we play the game of not being powerful. Of being kicked out from the garden, being kicked out from the spirit we are, from our own spirit. Okay? And when we practice patience, guess what we're doing? We're practicing our power. The power to be beyond our circumstance, the power to live with God while we're in the body. I chose not to identify with the outer circumstance of trying to catch a plane. And without a safety net. Didn't even have a confirmed reservation hours down the line. Didn't. And I chose just to be present with God. To exercise my power, not to identify with that. I didn't even think, well, I'm not going to identify with that. I simply chose to identify with the truth, which is that I'm spirit. And I'm spirit regardless of whether I got on that airline or not, or on that airplane. And I'm spirit regardless of where I am, where the body is. I'm spirit regardless of who's traveling with me. Maybe if I were more aware of the spirit I was, I wouldn't have traveled with those people, but that's, you know, that's something else. But nah, just kidding. But the important thing is that it's an opportunity. Patience is an opportunity to nurture ourselves. It's an opportunity to know ourselves. It's an opportunity to love ourselves. And it's an opportunity to accept right where you're at. And in the acceptance, things start to move and lift and grow. And that's key. And that's crucial. Okay? And if you're mocking up patience as being unfortunate or equivalent to long-suffering, It comes from your mock-up. It comes from your attachment. Okay? Because suffering in us humans is caused by the attachment. And then we always want to get away from it. Okay? But unless we've learned what we have to learn, it's just going to come in another form. Okay? But it's our attachment to it that's causing the problem. It's kind of like money. You know, there ain't nothing wrong with money. That's not the problem. It's just a piece of paper, and you get around this world by having this kind of paper. You know? It's the attachment to it. That's where the trouble is. That's what was meant by the camel all bound up with goods. Couldn't get past that narrow entryway, that narrow gate in Jerusalem. Okay, because there was the attachment to it. And we have attachments all the time. And when we're impatient, we're always running an attachment. I should be something somewhere else. I should be further ahead. I'm stuck in traffic. I shouldn't be here. Okay, but even being stuck in traffic or stuck in a long line is an opportunity to be present with God. I always use it to chant the sacred names of God. And yeah, sometimes I do get impatient in traffic. And I may act it out for a second, but I catch myself. And then I make a choice. And the thing that I've discovered is it's less wearing on the body, but also being impatient makes the time go slower. And that's really counterproductive. In other words, if I'm patient and I'm holding steady and I'm with God, well, time just kind of goes, because really there's no time with God. But if I'm impatient and really want to get ahead and grab it all, then everything is a barrier and everything's a barricade and everything is in my way. And I just want to get out of it and get out of the situation. So it feels like I'm in there interminably, forever, forever. And I'm making it worse. But this is my creation now. So here I am being impatient, which, guess what? Because it's making it worse, is only going to lead to being more impatient. So I'm creating exactly what I don't want to have in my life. And as a process, whatever it is, your spiritual growth, your lifting, your actions, you know, some of us, we'll initiate something, we'll do something for the first time, and we'll really think, wow, that should do the whole trick. That should take care of everything. It's kind of like, well, I've had one piano lesson, okay? How come I'm not making my debut in Carnegie Hall? And we really think that if we've had one lesson, we should be making our concert debut. That's what we think. And we have it wired up backwards. So patience is being present, giving yourself what you need. And what you need is the spirit that you are in every case. That's how it is. Okay? And the impatience comes from what? Forgetting. It comes from forgetting a simple fact that God lives in you as you. Try being impatient while you remember consciously that you're spirit. Try it sometime. You'll probably wind up laughing at yourself and at what you're doing. And that's fine. Okay, so let me just conclude by saying that patience is a gift, an opportunity to be present with God, with yourself, to nurture yourself, to love yourself, and it sure feels a lot better than being impatient. You know, you need to take a framework of seeing yourself as God sees you, which is as soul, as eternal, beyond time, beyond space. And He gives you all the time you need. He gives you all the time you need to come to the realization that you and God are the same. So take the time. Be patient. Be patient with yourself on all levels. Because on all levels there's only one thing. And that's God. And we'll stop with that.